Well, peanut harvest is underway, been going pretty strong in northern Florida. In some cases, farmers are just starting on especially the drought-stressed peanuts, but some digging has also begun in the irrigated fields as well. Georgia Extension reports that farmers need to separate their irrigated peanuts from hauling with dryland peanuts. Scott Mumford, the peanut specialist, says we're encouraging growers to get into their non-irrigated fields and look at them, whether they're 105 days old or 170. Make harvest decisions based on conditions, not necessarily on the calendar. He said once you get started, do not mix dryland peanuts with irrigated peanuts. He says we cannot emphasize this enough. When dryland fields are corners, the quality won't be as good in most cases. He said in isolated cases, people have picked up on hints of Aspergillus flavus in damaged pods. You don't want to taint a large load of quality irrigated peanuts with a small amount of problem peanuts, he said. But that's coming from our peanut specialists in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. In other regions, the Mid-South farmers have started digging in a few fields. Contacts in the Delta area in Mississippi, they are finishing faster than expected, probably due to the burst of heat in late August and early September, one specialist said. Out west, cool, wet weather is parts of the Southwest could favor disease development. Cool conditions are helping offset some of the effects of the hot, dry August in New Mexico and West Texas, where they grow peanuts. Peanut exports are down just slightly, but a strong July month indicating that there is a worldwide demand for U.S. peanuts coming from Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. But we got to keep these peanuts separate to keep their quality good, and that's an important step this year as some dryland farmers have suffered from lesser corn stalk borers and spider mites. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.